Today is Tuesday, March 15th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I just got done recording Throwing Down with Joe Batanz, and, I've just been thinking. My life is so boring right now. I'm not doing... We have a couple of trips that we're going on. And, you know, that's exciting. But those are happening... Well, I'm going on a couple of trips. Mark is going on one. And then he's going to the Philippines. But, it's so... Other than... planning for that, which we've pretty much done. I mean, we've got to go through and pick excursions, you know, for Europe and stuff like that. Figure out what restaurants we're going to eat in and all of that kind of stuff. But other than that, like, nothing has been going on. We're not going anywhere. I mean, I work a lot. I believe in work-life balance, but I work and... we work out and we eat and we watch TV and we go to bed, rinse and repeat. And I have this podcast, I have Throwing Down, and I have Mix Minus with Daniel. And I love doing Mix Minus with Daniel. And I love doing Throwing Down with Joe. And I really like, you know, connecting with my audience in this personal way, having a personal podcast. However, I don't have enough stuff to talk about. All of these shows have a personal story segment where you're talking about, and there is not enough stuff that happens in my life. And I feel so self-conscious now because everyone tells me I repeat stories. Scott the Satyr is like, oh, I don't listen to Geeky Gay because you're gonna talk about the same stories on Mix Minus. So there's no reason for me to listen to both. So I just want to do a little poll. I'm assuming that all of my listeners on Geeky Gay also listen to, at the very least, Mix Minus, because I know Throwing Down is behind a somewhat of a paywall. Do you feel like it's boring for me, or do you feel like it Geeky Gay is more boring because I'm repeating the stories in multiple places? So that, I guess that's question number one. And then question number two would be, is there anything you'd like to hear that, you know, that I can talk about on this show that, you know, it's not a personal story that I'm not necessarily going to talk about on Throwing Down or on Mix Minus, you know, some extra content that you'd be interested in. And then three, you know, how would you folks feel if I reduced the number of days that I did this podcast? You know, to three or to, I don't know, you know, I'd have to change my intro. 3 days a week and you listen, you know, or whatever. But I'm just like, I'm curious, like, are you bored with, because not are you bored in general? Like, I don't want a bunch of wise cracks, a bunch of smart ass. Yeah, you bore us at, no. This is serious. Do you find that it's, you know, redundant for me to be repeating stuff? Because there's only so much that happens in my life. I guess I could make shit up. Just be like, oh, I did this wonderful thing last night. And I mean, I'm okay with my life, but we just, you know, there's only so much that you do. Or, you know, I could have other segments where I'd talk about different things, a news article, or I don't know. Or I could reduce the number of shows that I do, which... I'm not going to get rid of Mix Minus or Throwing Down, and I'm not going to get rid of this show, but maybe 5 days a week is too much. I don't know. Now I feel like Auntie Scott, you know, where there was a point in his life where he said, okay, Vera Speaks for Real, I believe it was 5 days a week. I may be wrong, but I feel like it was either 3 days a week or 5 days a week, and then he reduced the number. He's like, I don't have enough to talk about. And then he reduced it down to one, and then he eventually pod faded. And I'm not doing that, and I'm not even stopping 5 days a week, but I've just been thinking, like, I am running out of things to say. I'm never going to stop doing the shows that I do, but I don't want to bore people either, you know? And Scott really hurt my feelings. So Scott hurts my, he doesn't even listen to this show. He hurts my feelings telling me he doesn't listen because I just repeat shit. How dare he? Anyway, so I recorded Throwing Down and I didn't have anything to talk about. It's like, well, I've already covered almost everything. I didn't want to repeat the whole passport story because I talked about that on Mix Minus. And not much is happening. There is something that I'm doing that is completely not interesting at all. I find it incredibly interesting, but it is totally not interesting. There is a phone number for Mix Minus, and there is a phone number for Geeky Gay. And one of them is Google Voice, and one of them is another service called Freedom Voice, and I pay $10 a month for it. And there were some features that I wanted, developer-y type, automation type features that were not available on either Google Voice or Freedom Voice, which is Geeky Gay. And I figured out that this service Twilio, and I've talked about this before, but I realized that it was going to be cheaper and offer me more features. And so I have now submitted a request to transfer both of those phone numbers. It's called a port request to Twilio. So I'm excited about that. Like, I'm really excited about automating all this stuff. I can send emails. I can include Daniel in the emails and he can get I can actually attach the voicemails directly to our Trello board. Eventually, it'll take a little bit of work, but I can eventually do that. There are all kinds of things I can do to automate this. I used to do this with Google Voice, but it's not possible anymore. But I can even take the voicemails and I can keep a list of the callers in a database and actually label the voicemail with the name of the person who called. And there's caller ID on this new service. So even if anyway, there are so many things I can do. I don't want to scare people from calling in, but anyway. But you know, that probably bores a lot of people. So I'm just like, I submitted both of the requests and I'm waiting on them to get approved. And then it takes a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks for the port to actually happen. And once it does, I can set all of that up and it's, you know, it's exciting because I get to automate something. Daniel texted me yesterday and I don't know why. I've been using this new phone and for whatever reason, I don't know if he texted me on my Google Voice number or like where he texted me, but it didn't come up on my new phone. It came up on my old phone, which doesn't even have a SIM card in it anymore. And so, but he asked me what hotel I'm staying in when we do our Alaska trip, because we're leaving from Seattle. So we have to fly to Seattle and then, you know, you want to get there at least a day in advance for a cruise, because if anything happens on your flight and your flight gets pushed, you don't want to be flying the same day that you're sailing, because they're going to leave without you and then that's it. You know, you're stuck. And you spend a lot of money on a cruise, so you want to make sure you're there early. So we're both getting there early anyway. He gave me the information. So now I have to look. I have to look and see if this hotel is nice enough for me to stay. I'm just kidding. It's a Hyatt. It's perfectly acceptable, I'm sure. But I am going to look at the reviews and the star rating and see, do they leave slippers and a robe in the room for you? Do they have a hot tub? Do they have a pool? All of that kind of stuff. So I've got to look at that and book my hotel, because that's coming up in, I don't know, 70 something days, I think. And so that's exciting. Again, that's just more planning stuff. Oh, I emailed the guy about the floor in the home gym and he hasn't emailed me back. And it's been a day already. I didn't want to call him. I really wanted to just email. So, but I at least took initiative and did that. And hopefully I'll get that set up so we can get a good floor in our home gym. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.